up, guys?
Yo.
It's another G30 podcast here. We have a very special guest today, our good friend, Rolandinho from the Count Chalk Boys. I am Count Chalk with...
The Count Chalk Boys?
The Chonchos Boys. It's been a long day. Sorry. I am Count Chalk with Timmy and Mike and Rolandinho. What's up, man? How's it going?
What's up?
Glad to be here, guys. Glad to have you here, Roland. This is awesome, dude. It's like a really crossover episode.
Who would have thought Roland from Cosmo would be on the G30 pod? That's crazy.
Roland from Chonchos, man. He's like Landon Donovan. Started out at Smurf, you know, but made his impact.
Dude, Roland is killing it, man.
Trent's fucked up that business real bad, dude. We got a gem.
I gotta agree with you on that. I concur.
Do you have a message for the Liga Galaxia haters out there, Roland?
For real, say so.
Just don't take this shit too seriously. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. It's been heated in last week's. But we have Roland on today because we are playing the Timbers, and Roland is a resident Timbers fan. We have that right, Roland?
Yeah, man. Die hard.
Cool. So we'll get to that in a minute. But how have things been in G's world today or since the game, Timmy? What did you make of the game last time at the stadium?
It was a great atmosphere yet again by the ACB Victoria Block people. Shout out to them. The G's played their best game yet, I guess I would have to say, because our last couple of wins have been very sloppy. But I have to say congratulations on the boys for their first clean sheet of the season. Congratulations to Jonathan Bond for another great game. Our defense looked great. And, you know, we're still working on some things from the offense. Cabral officially made his G's debut, which was... Yeah. Awesome. He could have started off with a goal, but you know, he got robbed of a goal, even though he was like by a hand offside. But
yeah, it was Mike. Did you catch any of those highlights? I know you were doing
doing my thing. I flew into enemy territory. I flew into San Jose this weekend, and I immediately got off the terminal, and there was just earthquake stuff all around. I'm like, oh dude, fuck these guys. I brought home count a hat, dude. I have it in my suitcase.
Did you really?
No, I didn't get you a fucking hat.
I was about to say.
I caught some of the highlights. And, I mean, it's been typical from what we're seeing. It's slowly not becoming a hot start anymore and becoming, like, this is our identity. So we played really well. I do agree Cabral got fucked out of a goal, which, you know, it sucks. But, you know, with more games comes more goals and more time. So hoping for the boys to continue that against Roland's very own.
Yeah. And thank you, by the way, fuck the Smurfs and Roland's team dispatched them recently. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get to Portland, like the Portland preview. But it was a tidy win. I keep calling it a tidy win. I don't know where that came from, but that's what it was. They just took their 3 points and left, shut them down. I mean, they were missing Alexander Ring. You know, it was
a big miss.
It's important to pick up. Like, I feel like in last season's, we would find a way to like tie this game or botch this game or play down to these people. So the fact that they're not doing that is good. And it was nice to see the Austin team, a city I lived in for a while. It was fun. The atmosphere is great. It's loud, Timmy, right?
Yeah.
Imagine what it's going to be like when they open up full capacity. It's against the Sounders June 19th or something. That's going to be the first full capacity game. So it's going to be crazy. What's it looking like up there in Portland, Roland, as far as the attendance? And like, you all sell out your games every single time, right? Yeah. So are you guys moving towards full capacity as well? Do you know what that's like on that front?
I believe so. I don't really know. I haven't been really much into it, but it looks like there's kind of like a back and forth kind of thing with, you know, state politics in terms of like, who they allow in the stadium, but it looks like we're getting closer to full capacity since people are being able to get their vaccines now, you know?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see which stadiums still keep half capacity and which ones keep full, right? They're keeping the East and the West playing separate. So that kind of goes out the window a little bit. Yeah. The point of that goes out the window if some people allow full capacity and others don't. So we'll see. We'll see. We have a CDM rumor, Revelacion. Have you guys seen this? Another French player.
Dude, I heard I heard, I'm not sure if it was him, but one of them is confirmed, like signed, like done.
Yeah, it's him.
I'm not. It's him. Okay. Word. Yeah.
Honestly,
I like my Frenchies.
Yeah, me too. But honestly, it's been heating up to this point because people have been like doing some detective work and have been saying that he's been keeping up with the Galaxy. He's been liking all of their Instagram or liking all their tweets, following the players on Instagram, more specifically like JDS, Grancer, and Chicharito, of course. But it was bound to happen because it was just like he pretty much made it super obvious. He didn't want to hide it at all.
Yeah, I wasn't too cryptic about it at all. It sort of like led up to the point.
So he was like, yeah, I'm gonna go here. What about it?
I heard some stats on COG about like he's like 6+. He's a big young CDM. So who do you send to the bench?
Oh, I know, dude.
Who do you send to the bench?
I know my fucking answer right now.
What's your answer?
Really? Let's hear it. Yeah, you got the answer.
Nona dos Santos.
No. Oh man, people are gonna come.
Dude,
this is the rebirth of Jonah dos Santos. Look at even Roland's like,
Dude. Yeah, it's a fucking rebirth when you do what a captain is supposed to do and run for 90 minutes, but we've only gotten that from him like, I don't know, twice.
Still not convinced.
Fuck him. I'm really not convinced. The goal was great and I was happy for that 1 week and I was happy, but dude, he just needs to make a better name for himself. Like I feel like he has a lot of doubts surrounding him right now and he's trying to prove people wrong like Legit had last year. And I'm all for it. I'm all for the character development. But like if Jonah refines his typical form, which is not this, then there's going to be some competitiveness for the number 8 role.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, right? Yeah. It sounded like you were being funny, but it's more that you're interested in the competitiveness. Like Jonah shouldn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Timmy, who do you send to the bench? Assuming Jonah is like 100, like who do you send to the bench?
Well, I think the obvious answer is Saldana because he's been starting a lot of the matches, even though he's been playing great. But I think Vanny's going to want him to, like, I guess, compete for the role now. Because I guess he's getting – I don't know if he's getting, like, too comfortable, I guess you could say, because the starting spot is just, like, there's not a lot of depth in that position. So I guess now with Revelson coming in, it's going to create that kind of, like, how you said, competition. So we'll see how that goes. But for me, for my answer, it's Saldana.
So let's run a starting lineup. You have Cheech. You have Cabral and Grancer. Victor Vasquez up top. That leaves Jonah, Revelacion, Legit, Saldana, Efra Alvarez. Like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and Legit actually looked good in the cam position.
Do you sit Vasquez?
I don't know. It's because we haven't seen Vasquez in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But Vasquez has been pulling the strings whenever he's been playing, I think a lot more than Legit, so it's kind of hard. It's really hard to say right now.
So, obviously, it depends how much they paid for him, right? If they brought him in for depth, that's one thing. If they brought him in to start, like they have these other guys, I don't know. It remains.
There's no way we brought him in to be depth. I mean, like
you
don't
fly
someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no way. No fucking way.
All right. Well, it's a long season and there's Gold Cup and we're going to be missing people. And, you know, there's going to be injuries. Roland, let's transition over to you. And we'd love to hear your background as a Portland fan. Like, what's that been like? How'd you get there? What's it looking like?
So it started, I think 2012 is when I first got into the Timbers. Like, I was introduced to professional soccer, like televised as a whole. Like, we'd watch the games on TV. I went to my first game, I think it was against Toronto in 2013. I must have been like 8, and I fell in love with, like, you know, like the ecstatic atmosphere, you know, and the kind of like the culture surrounding the team. And ever since, I've just been like a supporter despite the setbacks we've had, especially recently.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It looks like we are going in to fight a pretty banged up Portland team. You have 2 wins, 3 losses, -2 goal differential. What's been going on? So, let's start with this. What do you think the current strengths of this team are? And what do you think the current weaknesses of the team are?
I think the current strengths is being able to show our depth, since which ties into the weaknesses, which is like all of our players are injured. But we've been able to show new players like come out of like almost nowhere to be replacements for those, the starters. Like, we've seen more of Williamson. Williamson proved himself more so in the MLS's back tournament. We've seen, I believe, Andy Polo come back because Blanco became injured. And also our one of our backup goalkeepers, Hunter Solt. He's the 6'7" kid from, I believe it was, what was it called? I forgot what the American region was in, like North Canada. I forgot somehow what the state was called, but Alaska, that's right. Alaska. But, cool. You know, it's just about proving our consistency, which it hasn't been too reliable recently, but we've been really relying on the hope of it, like on the upside.
Yeah, I was gonna transition to a question about that too. Like, what is the mood or morale around the team? Do you feel like y'all be okay, or is it like panic button mode, or in emergency mode?
I don't think we're in panic button now, because I think we've been able to prove when everyone is healthy, we're a pretty high competing team in the league. And honestly, like on our own, we've gone almost, it feels like a year without Sebastian Blanco. And we've been kind of been able to prove ourselves kind of, you know, in the games you expect to win. We just beat San Jose. So that boosted our morale, you know, heading into the Galaxy game. But I definitely think, to be honest, LA Galaxy has the upside coming into this falling match day.
That's what I was going to ask. And we're all friends here, right? We talk shit all the time. But
yeah.
Honestly, do you think... I don't know, like, what is the feeling about playing somebody like the Galaxy, and what do you think the Timbers have to do to make it happen?
Well, last year, I think we beat you guys, was it like 5-2, and you guys beat us, I think, like, was it 4-3? I don't remember the score lines. And so you guys definitely capitalized on our injuries. I'm not going to take anything away from you guys, because that's just proving that Galaxy can stand their own pretty much. So I'm not exactly fully confident that we're going to get a dub. I think it's possible, especially with I really like how our midfield is looking. So maybe they'll be able to create chances with Eric Williamson and Diego Chara. But I don't know about our attacking mid position, because Valeri is in a pretty bad streak right now.
Yeah, it's odd times for Diego Valeri. Timmy, what you got for Roland? What do you think? You have any questions for him, or do you want to talk about what the G's might have to do?
Let's see. I don't know, because I don't really like Diego Valeri like that. That's what I got to say.
Why don't you like Diego Valeri?
I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like a Wondolowski, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Cause like, I don't know. It's weird.
I actually don't hate Portland all that much. I know a lot of people do. I think they're fun to watch sometimes.
Me neither. I just don't like Valeri.
Mike, what you got to say?
Well, just once again, just thanks for coming on, Roland. You know, treating me like a high profile guy. It's awesome to have a different perspective, because this is literally our first episode where we've had an enemy infiltrate the G30 HQ. So
changing the game.
I wanted to touch on Valeri. Me and Count Chalk, we were watching the Seattle game where he missed two penalties in a row against Stefan Fry. I want to feel like, in terms of, you know, with the club culture and how you guys are moving forward, he's been a central piece to your guys' offense for, it seems, a long time now. How do you think he still has a very prominent role going forward, or do you think he's starting to take more of a backseat and letting, you know, the other guys, like you said, Blanco, sort of shine through? Or do you think that Blanco and Valeri work in tandem?
I think Blanco and Valeri are like their own like chemistry pair, you know, like they do better when they're playing together. But right now Valeri's Blanco's injured, so Valeri's kind of missing that chemistry link. Also, he's unconfident. Like I think he's unconfident after that Seattle game. I think the reason why he missed those penalties is because nerves leading up to that game. His father just passed away, and so he's kind of been in a bad spell for the club. But I have confidence he'll come back. You know, he's getting older, but he's a player who could show classes per minute at times.
100. Yeah, he's the Victor Vasquez equivalent, but not as old yet, but can still sort of do a whole lot without necessarily needing to run for a full 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always think they're an awesome team to watch. Like, I don't, like, I feel like count, like, I don't have a very like negative opinion towards Portland. Like, if they're on, I'll be like, all right, fuck it, let's go Portland.
That was the first Galaxy game I took you to, was against
Portland. I remember that. I remember that very faintly.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, what did the G's have to do to win? What do you think to build on this momentum?
Honestly, I feel like right now we need to keep up the pressure and we need to keep up the momentum going forward, because I don't, it felt like last year whenever we would string together a good result of games, we would get complacent. And I feel like we need to avoid mediocrity and need to play to our high level of standards, which is, I mean, finding Cheech in dangerous positions, maybe getting Cabral involved again. Maybe he gets a start. Maybe he gets a start. We don't know. So, I feel like we just need to I mean, I said it last time, but we need to play like we're the Los Angeles Galaxy. Like, we need to really establish our identity for this year after losing it the past few years, because it feels like we've been fading, and it feels like for once, and I'm the optimist here, we know this, I feel like we are building a true Los Angeles identity that is separate from everything we've created in the past. I feel like we're turning a new page in the book. So
it's a new page in the book. Yes. That's what we've been asking for a long time. So speaking about new pages in books, Timmy, you want to tell us about the power rankings?
Oh God, dude, what the fuck was that about?
Did we get to them?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's okay, 'cause we're higher in the ranks. We're top four, but I don't understand how Levas are still in top 10, yet they are in last place in the West. And that guy's explanation, I forgot his Twitter at, but at the end of the episode,
oh, J_SamJones, I got you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks, bro. Sam Jones, that fucking, oh, I'm not going to say no slander right now.
So let's forget it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, let's forget about LAFC in general for a minute and talk about. It seemed like there's some hurtness there, guys. What do you think, Mike? Did you see this?
In the response to in the power rankings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Oh my God, I was everywhere this morning on the Twitter timeline. I was interacting with, I think, I forget. Pardon me. Who is it? I have it right here. I was interacting with LA Galaxy Fan Talk, and I was talking how it seems like we don't need any more evidence to see the implicit MLS bias they have towards LAFC. And I feel like they got hurt because that is like their product child. Like, that is their moneymaker. And the fact that they're bottom of the West, it hurts. And they're still trying to sort of give them a spotlight while they don't have it right now. And their whole reasoning for placing them at ninth is ridiculous. I don't think J_SamJones know what power rankings is. I don't think any of the MLS editorial back staff knows what a power ranking is. But And I'm going to put it into terms in another sport, in another sport that does power rankings very well, and that is baseball, that is MLB. If you fucking lose, like the Dodgers have been losing, you are not anywhere near the top 10 or the top 5, because it is weekly based. Nope. And the reasoning for placing Los Angeles FC at number 9 is because they were good 2 years ago. So yeah, if you want to bust out power rankings that were good 2 years ago, that makes fucking sense. If that's the case, they should be number fucking 1. And it seems like there's no consistency here. I'm pissed. We could do a whole episode on J_SamJones. And you can find me, motherfucker. I quote from
you. Mike's going out. We're gonna get Mike out in a minute again. But just for everybody at home, another Chicharito goal. So we're number 4. The power ranking says another Chicharito goal and another win. We're moving out of it. It's just a hot start into the area of soccer analytical purgatory. That's right before we call it. We can all begin to unironically say the Galaxy are back. My bad. Greg Vanney has done a heck of a job.
Okay. And I feel like that is great. I feel like where we're at is perfect. They've done a great fucking job of where they placed us. But
I would put Roland on the spot real quick too. It's Portland Timbers at 7. It says whole team out, injured hand, just typing about Timbers, one finger, beat San Jose, 9 players out, still good. Eric Williamson, don't think about this too hard because it's actually pretty easy to type with one finger and unclear why it would make me hit caps lock. What the fuck? It's so weird. Like, this
so childish.
But yet, you know what's crazy about that guy too? He's in a He's an Atlanta fan.
Yeah. Who knows?
Fuck him. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
All right.
I just wanted to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Going into the LA Galaxy Portland game is, I think this is actually like almost set up for Chicharito, like as a test for Chicharito, because if you noticed recently, our left back Claudio Bravo, our new signing, he's class talent, right? But he's been giving away penalties. Like last game, he gave away a handball, which led to the Ketterer save. And so like I'm kind of anxious on whether or not, I don't know who plays on the right hand side. I think, was it Grandsir or
In defense or on the wing? Oh yeah, on the right side. Attack. On the right side, it'll be Grandsir. Yeah.
Yeah, Grandsir. Mm-hmm. Like I'm nervous how Grandsir will take him on. And if it goes to a pen, will it be Chicharito or Jonathan Dos Santos, or who's going to be taking that?
Roland, you brought the transition. Let's transition into Mike's corner, and we have a couple for you. And that's what the question was going to be, Roland. And I want your opinion too. Chicharito has now missed two penalties in a Galaxy shirt. Is it time to take away the penalties, Mike?
I'm a very firm believer of whoever got the penalty should take the penalty. But I know not everyone has that in their locker. I know everyone's not a designated penalty kick taker, but there are suitable replacements. And the fact that no one steps up to Cheech and tests his gangster a little bit and be like, yo, let me take it. Like, I feel like there needs to be more of a, not communication, because it seems like we communicate well on the pitch as of lately. But I feel like when someone feels like they need to do something, they need to fucking step up and like big dick it. Like, and I know there's situations where it can go wrong. And like, I've seen this with Chelsea where like fucking, I forget who it was, but Jorginho had drew a penalty and William walked up to the spot and was like, yeah, let me fucking take it. And William just fucking shot it over the bar. Like there are times in which it can go bad.
Yeah.
But I think we need to strip that away and give it to like Question or someone.
And that's a good guess. Okay. What I was going to ask, like, who would you give it to? Question. Timmy.
Question. Yeah.
I was thinking actually Cabral. Like off the mind as a confidence booster.
Yeah.
That was mine too.
That's like gonna be mine.
Mine was like, take it from Cheech, give it to Cabral. Roland's in that boat. Timmy, what boat are you in?
I was gonna say Cabral, but what about if we give Legit a chance as well to take the penalties? He's a good, you can pick out the corners pretty well. So we could try that out.
Yeah.
But mine would be Cabral or Legit. Either way.
All right. Round two, Mike. And this is for everybody. So this is a twofold question.
Okay.
And Roland, get in on it too. But question number one, it's come out that Gigi Buffon was offered to the LA Galaxy, and we said no.
Nope.
So, one, was it smart on the Galaxy to pass? I believe in Bondi, best keeper since Benedo.
Mm-hmm.
And two, could Buffon at his age play in MLS and be good, do you think? What do you think, Timmy? Mm. Was it a good pass? Could he still play?
Yes, I guess it. Even though Buffon is a freaking Italian legend, and I don't know, because Bond is really good in the net. He's tall. He can like take up the goal and stuff. But Buffon, I guess I'll say yes. I'm cool with like, you know, saying no to Buffon and having like a younger, taller keeper, I guess, to cover up the goal. And the fact that he was also offered to other MLS teams, specifically the team across town, and he could possibly be there. And I'm a little scared, because like, what if he does well there and I'm sitting here like, should we have
they don't have him? A keeper. They don't have a keeper.
They don't have a keeper. Cisniega is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I gotta say.
Cool. Mike.
Y'all remember Carlos Cudicini? remember how that worked?
He was never Buffon though.
He was never Buffon good, but like at Chelsea, he was a fucking monster. I just want to think that we don't need to keep relying on these big names from Europe. Like, I mean, I know Bond is equally just a big name, but I still think Gigi wants to play in Europe, dude. I feel like he's still trying to chase an elusive Champions League title. Yeah. It'd be awesome to see him here, no matter where he's at, because he's class. But I think if he were to come here, I mean, any team, I feel like besides us, could benefit from it, because Bond is proving to be a fantastic fucking keeper. So, I mean, not a good fit for us, but a good fit at, like, I don't know, I'd say, but like FC would be a prime destination for him to fit right in. They don't have a keep. So yeah, he could definitely,
yeah, he could definitely bought on MLS. Yeah, for sure.
What do you think, Roland? Is he at, could he still play at this at MLS level?
I think he could still play at MLS level. He has a lot of experience, you know, in the game. He's one of the oldest players, you know, in Europe, I'd say. I think it is smart, honestly, that Galaxy passed up on him because they don't need a goalkeeper. Jonathan Bond's, you know, proving it well. And the only reason I feel like they would get Buffon is for the jersey sales, but it's kind of hard to do that because he's a goalkeeper. It's like, you know how many people are going to try to get a goalkeeper jersey just to put Buffon on the back? Like, I don't know. I don't think it would be smart to get him, you know? It's just kind of a big risk, I guess, kind of meh reward, you know?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Okay. Well, other than that, I think we've hit on everything. Just to recap, you know, nice win against Austin. Mm-hmm. Interesting matchup, I think, as we've all said, even Roland, with Portland. I think it's a test for both teams. And, you know, we've had a little bit of hot takes here. Definitely. Clearly Mike coming after Sam Jones.
Dude, still. I want his job.
You can do it, bro.
Cool, man. Well, just so people know what's going on in G30 land, we were talking about this before the show. We are exploring video options, so we might be available on live stream in the next couple of weeks. We might test it out and join the stream crew. Chonchos is doing well in Liga Galaxia. It's our Wii sponsor. Well, we all play for Chonchos, but Chonchos is this the Chonchos podcast, and it's going pretty well. So your other teams better be scared. There's some fight in this team now.
Yeah, dude, Cosmo better watch out, dude. Roland's going for his second Liga Galaxia hat trick.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. I gotta put on the shooting boots today.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh yeah, we got a game. What time is the game tonight?
9:30, I think.
9:30.
Hey, check the website. It wasn't updated yet.
Okay. For sure. Cool. So hopefully that works. Other than that, and shout out as always to all the other pods and the broader Galaxy community. Lots of dope stickers, lots of new clothes through 1-2 Threads and other people, Counterculture, and just some really good stuff at the pop-ups out at the game. So we'll see the Timbers in Portland this weekend, and then next week we'll be discussing the game against the Smurfs, another rivalry game for the Galaxy. Yep. So other than that, Mike, you want to hit him with the socials?
Yeah. If you guys have listened this far into the G30 podcast, you can come check us out on Twitter and Instagram at the G30 podcast. That is the G30 podcast. And if you feel so inclined to do so, you can come check me out on my socials at CFC Michael on Twitter. And that'll be it from you guys.
Timmy.
Yeah. Before I say my socials, I want to say something real quick about the Austin game. That this specific person that we forgot to talk about had a baller of a game. Until he was subbed off. And I have to say, Efrain Alvarez.
Oh, yeah. Shout outs.
And shout out to Efrain Alvarez. He really stated his case. I was even telling Count at halftime, I'm like, ooh, Cabral's going to have to come on. But I don't know if I want Efra to come off just yet. I don't know. But yeah, big shout out to Efra. He did really good. I'm hoping he keeps this momentum up into Portland. And my socials are at SpicyTaco118 on Twitter, SpicyTaco18 on IG. You can follow us and keep up with us on the G30 crew at G30 Podcast at Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, we're all over the place today, all of us. Yeah. Roland, thank you for coming on and sharing your Portland knowledge and fandom with us. Like we said, it's the first time we've had an opponent fan on here, which is dope. It's nice we could work it out. Where can they find you?
You can find me on like Discord. I'm on Twitter. I also have my own Instagram page also. So
drop those ads, buddy.
Drop those ads, bro.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. And I am CountShock786. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Peace.